Hey, SB Swag. SB family, my single parent family. This is Lady G coming to you again. Oh, first of all, let me just ask you guys, how are you doing? I'm in between both worlds. When I say I'm in between both worlds, I am doing good physically, mentally. I have so many things going on in my head. I just got an awakening because I had a very intricate conversation with my son. A touching, emotional, detailed, heartfelt conversation with my son. As you all know, in the beginning, I told you I have two kids. Two boys, one is 19, about to be 20, and one is 11, going on 12. Okay. And I am a single parent of two boys. Yes. It's nothing hidden. No hidden agenda. Okay. So, my son and I had this conversation. But today's topic, before I even get into the conversation me and my son had, today's topic, oh God, this is how anxious I am to tell you about this, because you guys are my next family. You are the family that I don't get to see, but I do get to talk to and share my experience, because I'm very authentic. I love to be myself. I love to own the authority in my power, you know, of my power. I love being myself no matter what. You're not going to get anything wrong. I'm not going to mislead you about who I am, because I'm a single parent who is looking to let another single parent know there is someone out here like you going through the same issues and fixing her wrongs to be right. Staying positive, staying in her lane, in her truth. Okay, with that being said, today's conversation, the topic is conversation with your children. Yes, conversation with your children. All right, I had a conversation with my son. I had a detailed conversation with my son, and it went like this. Okay, yesterday, my son did something to me, and I talked to him about his actions. Okay, he was supposed to write a letter, and I said that I told him that, oh, I got it. I'm going to help you write it. But he did something that really made me mad, and I told him, I said, you know what? Since you think you know it all, you go ahead and you write this letter on your own. He wrote the letter. He called his second hand, second brain, which is his stepdad, dad, however you want to call it. They built a bond. Okay. And the person that he called is my second son's father. Okay. Let me run this down. I had my first kid by a different man, which we didn't make it. Okay. Okay. So my oldest now at the time was 2 years old, going on three, when I met my second son's dad. Okay. And we were together until my oldest was 13. And then I decided to leave. Okay. Long story short, I'm just going to stop there. So he called him and he gave him some advice on what to put in the letter. And he went ahead and he got his letter written. So talking to my son, he said something to me. He was like, Mommy, you act like you got it all figured out, that you have it all together, but you don't. I said, you said what? when he told me that, I stopped talking to him. I got so angry, I decided to let my flame go down. I did not talk to my son about it. I tried my best to calm down. I calmed myself down and I went ahead and addressed him today. I got off work and I called him. And I said, tell me what you meant by, I act like I have it all figured out, but I don't. Because I didn't want to fly off the handle to get on him about watching his mouth on how to address me as his mom. My son said to me, Mommy, I understand you're a very independent woman. I feel your pain. I wish I could take your pain away from you. I wish I could change a lot of things in your life. I understand sometimes you get frustrated and you sometimes take your frustrations out on me and my little brother, especially when we don't clean the house like the way you want us to. But Mommy, it's always good to reach out to get help and stop feeling like you always have to do it all by yourself. So I'm saying to myself, is that what you meant by I act like I have it figured out, have it all figured out when I don't? He said, yeah. Now, ladies, gentlemen, you know that's not what that means, right? Okay. So I'm like, you know what? Before you say anything, how about you think about what you're about to say before it comes out of your mouth? I said, because when you come at me as a grown woman, your mother, telling me that I act like I have it all figured out, but I don't, that means that I'm putting on a front that I have it figured out, like I know everything, or I have everything in place, or I have everything going for myself, but I don't. And he was like, oh, is that what it means? I said, yes, sir, that's what it means. And he was like, oh, well, I didn't mean to be that disrespectful to you. I said, so you knew, or you do know that's disrespectful, right? He was like, yeah, the way you explained it. He said, Mommy, I'm sorry, I apologize. But I want you to also know that I am a human, and the way in which you approach me as a young man sometimes do offend me. I feel offended. So I said, in what way? He said, the way you approach me as far as screaming at me. When you scream at me, then I get really defensive and want to scream back. But when you look at me, I can't do it because you're my mom. So I would rather, or I would like for you to approach me in a calmer tone so we can get a better understanding of the situation or the issue that I am causing that's making you to feel the way you feel. That way you're not stressed out, I'm not putting no stress on you, and you're not making me mad that I have to sit there with an attitude towards you. At that time, when my son said that, I told him yes. I told him I was sorry for every day that I ever screamed at him in his life. It wasn't from a bad place. It was from a good place to where he could do whatever I wanted him to do. But by him not doing it at the time that I asked him to do it, it was very frustrating for me. And so I had to scream because I wanted him to do it that minute, that time, right then and there. And he was like, okay. And he was like, can I get a hug? And I said, yes. And I said, You can get a hug as long as we're done talking about this. But there's something I want you to know. And he said, what? I told him, I said, even though I tell you to do something, or when I tell you to do whatever I want you to do, I want you to listen to me. I said, even when you're doing something wrong, you're not always going to see your wrongs. Your wrongs might look like it's right in your eye. I said, I'm your mom. I have lived those years that you are now about to live. So let me help you. You have to be open to me to give me an opportunity to help you make your wrongs right. If I can help you. If I cannot help you, then I am not your mom. And if you don't listen to me, then you're not my child. Because you're supposed to be obedient, willing to learn. That's how you learn. And if you're not in setting yourself up in that order, you're not going to be able to take anything in. So I'm just here on this platform today to let every single parent know out there, do not scream at your child or your children, because they are a complete reflection of us. The way in which we approach our kids or our kid, depending on how old they are, they will grow up thinking that it's okay for a person to talk to them like that. And then when they figure out that, oh, I'm not supposed to be yelled at, they will want to get loud with you. Or they will tell you things that they think it's okay for you to hear as far as being disrespectful. So parent, please. Let's find a better way to communicate with our kids. It's not easy. I know it's not easy as a single parent. Don't forget, respect is something that is earned. Respect is not a thing that's given or demanded. You don't demand your respect. You respect others and you get respect back. You don't disrespect and expect to get respect back. No. It doesn't work that way. So with that being said, this conversation is going to go on again. And I have more juice coming up for you guys next week, Sunday. Stay blessed. Stay out of this bad weather. If you are in the area where it's snowing, whatever that's going on in that area, stay indoors. Stay blessed. Stay masked up. I love you, single parents. Let's get this word out. Single parents, it's time for our voices to be heard. We need help as single parents, and we're going to get those help that we need, okay? I love you all. Stay blessed. Bye-bye for now.